Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severton. There have been more air attacks between Iran and Israel today. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
President Trump also questioning the future of Iran's regime, posting, "Why wouldn't there be a regime change?" The comment possibly hinting at hopes that the Iranian people will now demand new leadership. Vice President J.D. Vance insists the U.S. strikes were about stopping Iran's nuclear ambitions, not toppling its government.
Iran's foreign minister is in Moscow to meet with President Putin. Oil prices have been up, down, up again. Between Texas and Maine, about 150 million Americans are under heat alerts for today. A shocker, the Texas Republican governor, Greg Abbott, has vetoed a measure passed by the Republican-controlled state legislature. The bill would have prohibited sale of products containing a main ingredient in marijuana, THC. It took all seven games, but the Oklahoma Thunder beat the Indiana Pacers 103-91 and are the new NBA champs. This is ABC News. An investigation's underway after a man armed with several guns started shooting outside a church in Wayne, Michigan during a live-streamed service yesterday. ABC's Allison Kosick.
People seen scrambling to exit.
Please, everybody come to the back.
After hearing what sound like gunshots. Ring camera video near the church also capturing what seemed to be multiple rounds of gunfire. Police say parishioners outside saw the gunman driving recklessly, then get out of his vehicle wearing a tactical vest, carrying a rifle and a handgun.
Police say quick-thinking staffers shot and killed a man whose mother is a member of the church. Russian prosecutors today asked for a 14-year prison sentence for a former deputy defense minister jailed on bribery charges, says the Russian state news agency Interfax. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
High temps in the low 90s today. Scattered thunderstorms likely by late afternoon, some of which could be strong. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms tapering off gradually. Still warm and muggy and a low of 66. Tuesday, 79 with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Right now in Richland Center, following the low of 76, we're up to a high of 84 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, and still more temps, more degrees to go, it sounds like. We do have that wind picking up to around 11 miles per hour right now in Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO.
Until the second that you walked into that bar that night, under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever, for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. Looking for someone I can spend it with.
Chris Young on Country and Community, WRCO Radio. It's so good to have you along. It's good to be on the radio with you today. Phil Nee with you on this 23rd of June. We have a couple of anniversary announcements that unfortunately were misplaced this morning. I think one was in Lost and Found and we couldn't find it. But nonetheless, we want to make mention of a very special couple in the area. Happy 46th wedding anniversary, it says, to my husband Norm Sandmeyer today, with love from Mary. And back at you, I'd like to wish a happy 46th to my wife and best friend, Mary Sandmeyer. Thanks for all you do for all of us, from Norm. So, to the Sandmeyers, congratulations. Apologies that we couldn't find these earlier, but we have them now. And if you see Norm or Mary today, or both, wish them all the best. And nothing else to do but dedicate a song from Elvis Presley today.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
That's a great one to renew your vows with. Absolutely. This is information hour as well. We're going to find out how the new digs are going at Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. And later on, cars and conversation with the family from Philbeck Family of Dealerships. That is straight ahead today on WRCO FM 100.9. It's a calm, cool, and collective 84 degrees.
I could be more like that. Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
This is the big one. The summer savings event you've been waiting for is on now at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Save hundreds on your new appliances or televisions. Shop early for the best selection. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
Joining us is Jess from the Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg. Jess, oh my goodness, you're in the new store. How exciting is that?
Oh, it's exciting. I can tell you, we've been super busy. And it's been great to hear all the positive feedback from our guests. You know, a lot of people really enjoy the layout of the new building and the buffet. And of course, you know, I've been hitting up the fun zone, you know, that we have here in our store. And that's been a huge hit. So, you know, we're just happy that at least the opening week went pretty smooth. And we're ready for another week and hit the ground running today.
I would guess you've probably driven by it a couple of times, headed to the old store without thinking, haven't you?
Yes, I have, actually. Just about every morning. You know, it's hard to get out of, when you've been working at a place for 15 years, it's hard to get out of that habit.
I bet. So the new digs, people, I mean, I'm guessing they were lined up on Wednesday when you opened officially to get in and get a look, weren't they?
And most definitely, you know, we had, first we had our ribbon cutting ceremony at 10:15, which we had the chamber and many chamber members in the city of Reedsburg come, and it was just a great, which was called our first bite ceremony. It was great to have those people here, and they got the first taste of the food here at the new store, and yes, just like you said, it really started lining up. We had a line out the door, and it kept coming. So it was really a great opening day, and even through the weekend it was great. So we were really, really, really happy with the turnout that we had, and just want to thank everyone for coming and also being patient with us. You know, we have a lot of, I've got probably a good 30 new employees. Because, of course, with this being a larger volume and a bigger store, you need more help. So we have a lot of new employees that only had 4 days of training. So, and plus my employees got only 4 days of training. There's a lot of different things that are here at our store that are different from our old one. So, you know, our guests were just very patient with us, and we just really appreciate it.
That's awesome. Now, are you having the same days that you did, you know, for kids and for senior citizens? All of that stuff worked the same, Jess?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. So Kids Day is tomorrow. And, you know, now that it's summertime and there's no school, we do Kids Eat Free all day. It isn't just at the nighttime. Kids Eat Free all day, all the time on Tuesdays. So, and that pertains to kids 10 and under. And then it's one child per paying adult that comes in. So that's every Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we have the double points day on the Ranch Rewards cards. So instead of for every dollar that you spend, you get a point. You actually earn 2 points on your rewards card. And then also Wednesdays is our senior day. So seniors get that extra $1.25 off the buffet, which is a great value. And then going through the week, you know, we still got wing night on Thursdays, which is still a hit. It's a growing hit. So we put the traditional and boneless wings out on the buffet. So if you're a wing lover, you got to come out Thursday night starting at 4 for those wings. And then wrapping up the week, you know, Friday we have fish out on the buffet. And then, of course, going through the weekend, we are running the regular buffet all day. There is one change, though. We are keeping our buffet open till 9 now instead of 8 o'clock. So if it's something that you're still in town and things are running late and still trying to hit up our buffet, we're open till 9.
Awesome. And what about the Fun Zone? I'm guessing there's some fun, popular games in there already, right?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, we've got, I told a number of adults this because they look at this game. It's called Virtual Rabbits. And it's a VR game, a virtual reality game. And, you know, I know it's geared towards little kids, but I've had adults sit on this game, and myself included. And I'm not kidding you. It brings you through, of course, it's virtual reality, and it shows you going with these rabbits down this roller coaster. And I'm not kidding you. You really feel like you're there. I mean, I think I almost got sick after I got off of it.
I was going to say. I enjoy eating at the Pizza Ranch too much to do that because I think it would... It would hurt my appetite or it would make me kind of ill. So, all right, Jess, thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy the new digs, and we'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Look forward to seeing everybody.
That's Jess of the Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg. Stop by and see the new store.
Midwesterners believe in hard work, learning valuable skills, and making smart decisions. We have a right to the things we are willing to work for, but we know that sometimes we all need a little help when things get tough. We believe in helping those who've been knocked down or left behind, and we do that. And so should our government. The current budget bill going through Congress is supported by people who have forgotten that they are there to work for us. Instead of giving tax dollars back to us in times and in places where we need help, they want to give it away to those who don't need it. A lot of billionaires worked hard for their money, and good for them. But our government giving them tax breaks that simply increase their wealth is not a smart decision. And it's not what Midwesterners know is fair. We all deserve the opportunity to increase our standard of living. We don't want handouts. We just want a fair shake. And this budget bill does not do that. Call your representatives and tell them that the hardworking middle class needs a budget bill that works for us. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
100.9 WRCO.
Crystal ball spinning around. Dance floor is packed with everybody in town. I don't know your name, I don't know who you came with, but you're sure looking good, and I don't see no boyfriend. Girls like you standing in the spotlight, spotlight. Ain't no way I'm gonna take my eyes off of you. Moving like you're out there alone. Straps on your shoulder, barely hanging on. I can't see those eyes under that cowboy hat. But girl, I got a feeling you know where mine are at. Girl, it's like you're standing in the spotlight, spotlight. Ain't no way I'm gonna take my eyes off of you. Maybe I can walk you smiling home. Dancing that way, looking red hot. Hey, little girl, you know you got the spotlight. Yeah, you got the spotlight. Sure would love to talk to you. Maybe buy you a drink or two. Follow me up, the way you shine. Got the whole place in the ties. Girl, it's like you're standing in the spotlight, spotlight. Ain't no way I'm gonna take my eyes off of you. Baby, I can watch you smiling all night, all night. Dancing that way, looking red hot. Hey, little girl, you know you got the spotlight. Girl, you got the spotlight, spotlight. Ain't no way I'm gonna take my eyes off of you.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
I got a souped-up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. Shoulder on the side, looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. Why are we making these tires scream in this so cold? All I wanna do is like a racetrack. We can turn the key and let the seas lay way back.
Bird on FM 100.9 WRCO. It is 85 degrees at 10:30.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. As children, we all learn great lessons from Mother Goose. As it turns out, we found that there are indeed great lessons to be learned from geese. When a goose becomes ill, two geese drop out of formation and follow it to the ground. They stay with the goose until it either recovers or dies. Geese teach us to stand by each other. When a lead goose gets tired, it drops back in the formation and another goose takes the lead. Geese teach us to get help as leaders and to share our leadership roles. As each goose flaps its wings, it creates an uplift to the bird following it. By flying in a V formation, the whole flock adds about 70% more flying range than if each bird flew alone. What do the geese teach us here? They teach us that people who share a common direction and a sense of community can get where they're going quicker and easier because they are traveling on the thrust of one another. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is proud to be sponsored by the R-Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go for treatment. As my family has learned, being ill can take a toll not only physically, but financially as well. With lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs, there is additional stress. The R-Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers like the Mayo Clinic. You can help by contacting the R-Extra Mile. Write gifts at rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org.
You need parts? O'Reilly has parts. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you ready to say goodbye to joint pain and hello to relief? Surgeon Edward Riley and his team bring orthopedic excellence close to home at Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball. No need to travel for Gunderson's renowned care. We're bringing our team of trusted orthopedic specialists to you. Say hello to relief. Talk to your provider about orthopedic care at Amplify Health Basketball and get moving again.
Before dawn breaks, you're already hard at work because dairy farming just isn't a way to earn a living. It's a way of life. At Johnson Tractor and Case IH, they understand the pride in every gallon of fresh milk, the bond you share with your herd, and the generations you uphold. The rugged tractors and implements are built for the long haul so you can focus on family, farm, and tomorrow's promise. Johnson Tractor and Case IH, driven by your dedication.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
If you're looking for a full day of family fun, don't miss RC Thunderfest, Saturday, June 28th at Kroska Park in Richland Center. It's totally free to attend, and it's packed with action from 11 a.m. to fireworks at dark. Bring the whole crew for face painting, bouncy houses, pedal poles, a clown show, food stands, a magician, and more. The kids will love it. The grown-ups will, too. There's mice racing. Check it out starting at 7 o'clock. And when the sun goes down, get ready for a huge fireworks display right through the summer sky. Ooh, look at that. Look at that. Mark your calendar. RC Thunderfest is where Richland Center celebrates summer together. June 28th, 11 a.m. to fireworks. Free entry. Full day of fun.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
The Tale
I'm Bill Cody.
This is the Pure American Country Radio Minute, Monday, June 23rd. And it was this date in 1929, June Carter Cash was born into the legendary Carter family, a dynasty that laid the foundation for country music. And she wasn't just a singer. She was a songwriter, comedian in a first degree, known for that wicked quick wit and powerful stage presence. June Carter, well, she brought warmth and humor to country music, inspiring countless artists who followed. This year, she's being inducted individually into the Country Music Hall of Fame, a fitting honor that recognizes her immense contributions. June Carter Cash's life reminds us of country music's deep roots and enduring spirit. Her story, well, it's woven into the very fabric of the genre. Remembering June Carter, I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. We can all use help saving money. Let Pure American Insurance help shop all of your insurance needs, from auto, home, health, and life to motorcycles and boats. We find you the right coverage at the lowest rates. Pure American Insurance shops over 30 of the top insurance brands to get you the lowest rates. Visit pureamericaninsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
Level up your summer projects with 4th of July savings on top brand cordless power tools from The Home Depot. Whether you're working on a fence, a planter box, or a new workbench, get the power and runtime you need with the Ryobi One Plus 18-volt 2 tool kit from The Home Depot for only $99 plus $139. Get 4th of July savings on the cordless power you need to make summer projects easier than ever right now at The Home Depot.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town. Balls, Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
We're back for Cars and Conversation on a Monday from the Philbeck family of dealerships. A couple of their experts in the studio with us, including Doug Penfield, who is here. You bring friends quite often with you, don't you?
Yeah, it's surprising how many people are actually willing to be seen with me in public. So it's nice. Today, thankfully, I brought Tim with me. He's from our parts department. So I'm sure some people out there met him. But you know, I kind of introduce him so people that need to come in for that kind of have a little familiar voice and can kind of get an idea of what goes on in the parts department other than just, you know, getting the technicians the stuff that they need.
Do you need to bribe these people with, like, donuts or coffee to bring them along to the station or not?
You know, I was hoping to kind of keep that under wraps, but, you know, yes. Yes, I'll admit it.
Tim Inman, how are you?
Good.
Good to have you in the studio with us. So tell us, give us a little bit of a basic job description of what you do.
Oh, and the technicians come in, like Doug was saying, comes in looking for parts. I usually look them up, you know, if it's a warranty job or a customer just needs, you know, brake job. Just, you know, look up the parts, try to price out the best option for them that fits their needs. So if they got, you know, a newer vehicle, you can get, you know, better brakes on the newer vehicles. And if, you know, older vehicle, you can go more budget friendly on brakes. And then also, you know, do accessories and stuff like that, tonneau covers, bed liners.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. And I guess one of the highlights I like is trying to the hunt to find the back-ordered part or an obsolete part for the customer to get the job done. Because, you know, at the end of the day, the customer is number one. I want to see them leave happy, you know, that we found the part that was back-ordered or obsolete.
There was a few years ago during the COVID years where parts are a little bit hard to come by. I'm guessing that's gotten a little easier, hasn't it?
Yes and no. It's Chrysler's still kind of a struggle to get parts for Chrysler stuff. Just I don't know what's going on there, but it's just their parts are a little struggle to get. But for the most part, it's getting better, yes.
So if somebody comes in and they're restoring a 67 Mustang, are you able to find parts for that?
For the most part, yeah. I got sources I can get stuff for that type of vehicle, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I've made a lot of contacts throughout my years in the business that I know the right people to call to get certain items.
If somebody didn't buy their vehicle from Philbeck's, but they need some help, maybe they need parts or an engine or whatever, you can still help them out.
Yes. Yep. I help anybody that comes in. It's, you know, like I said, I like to enjoy the hunt to find the parts that they need.
And all brands, too, right?
Yep, all brands. I've even found stuff for Nissans, Kias. This week, I'm working on a Land Rover. So, yeah, it's fun.
A lot of times, too, people may just want to upgrade what they currently have, right?
Yep. Yep, sometimes like Doug was looking at buying bigger tires for his Maverick, so we'll probably check into that later this afternoon.
I laugh because I had a Ford Maverick, which was a car when I was growing up, so yep. You know, but you said you could get some mag wheels for my Vibe, maybe?
Oh yeah, probably could do that, yeah.
Awesome.
I got sources for that.
Done. How often does a young person come in and say, I want this mean stereo? Are you able to work on sound systems too?
Oh, not really sound systems, but I got a source where I can send them to a place in Madison that can take care of all that needs. I just don't have the technicians that can do stereo stuff like that in our shop, but sure. I got sources for that.
You can give them guidance anyway.
Yes.
Then,
yep.
On that, sure. Well, that's fun stuff. So you're probably one of Tim's best customers, aren't you, Doug?
You know, I wouldn't say best, but it kind of turns out that way.
Yes.
Obviously,
yes.
Working in the business, seeing all the stuff that can go through, watching customers come in with, you know, your stock-looking truck, and next thing you know, Tim's ordering them up a really sweet wheel and tire package that just completely changes the look of a vehicle. I'm like, man, maybe I... And to be honest, he knows that about me. There's been times in the past where he'll just come set a picture of some new rims with some tires on my desk and go, you know, these might look good on your vehicle, and just leaves it and walks away. And there's been times where it sits there long enough, I walk back and go, okay, yeah, get him coming. It would look good. You're right. So he knows me too well.
Yeah, especially when you had your Jeep.
The Jeep was fun. That was fun.
Yeah, that upgrade. Was a fun build for him.
So, yeah, I bet. A lot of times, now if somebody buys a new vehicle, Doug, you know, they can get the items, they can get everything kind of customized on there, you know, right?
Yep, that's actually super common. Like, because, I mean, a lot of trucks come pretty standard these days, right? And some people want a tonneau cover, they want a bed liner, they want different wheels or tires, they want steps on them. And obviously, you know, you have your standard chrome steps, you have some off-road rugged looking steps. So normally what I like to do is defer to Tim's expertise in that situation. If a customer's getting a new truck and says, well, I think I kind of want these things, I'll be like, hey, come with me. I'll take them right back to the parts department with Tim so he can show them the options, show them pictures, kind of customize exactly what they want. And then I found when we do that, we have very happy customers at the end because they get their brand new truck, they get it set up looking how they want, you know, with Tim's guidance, and they leave incredibly happy.
So you're not just looking to one of your other dealerships like, hey, Highland's got one like this, it might fit the bill. You're kind of looking at making that truck a special one then, right?
Correct. Yep. Because a lot of people looking for that, right, they just don't want the factory boards that would come on it, because everybody that orders one like that is going to look like that. We get a lot of people, and you've probably seen them around here, you know, more rural communities. Like, some people have their vehicles and their trucks as like part of their identity almost, right? So they don't want to look like the other six on the road. They want, when they pull up somewhere, to go, oh, that's, you know, X, or, you know, that's Doug's truck. I know that because those are his wheels and tires and he's got them steps on it. So it's kind of fun. And getting to be a part of that is good and bad, because it's exciting. And then it's like, oh, what else do I need to do to my vehicle now? So yeah.
How do you research it? Do you like scan the internet, or do you look for things? Or
I scan the internet, and also I try to sit down with the customer and see what their needs are or what they want to go with, so I can personalize the truck to the way they want it, so it stands out, like Doug was saying, to make it their own. Because, you know, it's an investment buying the truck, and, you know, a lot of people want to be their own vehicle and not like everybody else is at the Walmart or something like that, and not stand out.
Yeah. Sounds like you have a fun job.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Well, it's good to meet you. Thanks for coming in for
Cars
and Conversation. Doug, anything else you wanted to add?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. I just wanted, you know, everybody to know, you know, what an asset we have there at Philback, right? It's not just the service department, because we've touched on that before, and all the needs we can meet there, and obviously how we can meet the needs in sales, but, you know, the fact that we have this wonderful parts department too that can help the customers out. Even if you didn't buy the vehicle from us, or you're from out of the area and you moved in, you know, we got a guy that can, you know, set them straight, get them set up, and obviously, we can do everything else for them and just meet every need.
Right. Like a tow package too, right?
Yep, tow package.
That'd be another thing.
Almost anything you can think of. We find a way to. And Tim's the kind of guy that if it's not something he's done before and found, he will figure it out. He doesn't like unsolved problems. It bothers him. No. So he looks at it as a puzzle. Like, how do I figure out how to make this work? And I have yet to have him let me down. There's been some weird requests I've had that customers have had, and he's somehow figured out a way to make it work, even though I didn't think it was possible. So,
All right.
It's a great asset.
We'll put that challenge out there for somebody listening. Yep. Come in and see if they can stump you, right, Tim?
Yep.
That would be fun. Tim Inman joining us, parts manager, and Doug Penfield for our weekly visit from Philback Family of Dealerships, Cars and Conversation.
Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships. At Philbacks, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philback locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philback.com. Keep it in the family with Philbacks, and remember, we've always got your back.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union. Feel so right.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCO 100.9. I'm sitting on a train bridge waiting on sundown. A river winds sitting low.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
I know that every morning you go thumbing through the personal warnings. You grab the latest copy, a cup of coffee, and settle in for a good laugh. I've been trying to catch your eye, but I'm so shy. I'm hoping and praying that today's edition is gonna catch your attention, 'cause there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. The single white female.
'cause I'm not sure if I should have put it in writing. It might have been a little reckless, a little desperate, but I think I did the right thing. Couldn't go on living, keep it hidden, so I'm telling you everything. It's my confession. I hope you get the message. There's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. The single white female is looking for a man like you. I hope you get the message that there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. A single white female is looking for a man.
Take a win from behind the eight ball.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Wall Street stock markets opened with small losses that have reversed into modest gains. The price of oil was up, down, and then up again as analysts say investors are watching for Iran's response to the U.S. air attacks on Iran's nuclear sites. There have been more air attacks between Iran and Israel. Iran's foreign minister is in Moscow to meet with President Putin. About 150 million Americans are under heat alerts. ABC's Jim Ryan.
From Raleigh, North Carolina to Philadelphia, the actual temperature will hit 100 this afternoon. But a lack of moisture and wind will make it feel more like 106 to 109 degrees. Escaping the heat may mean driving west about 2,000 miles. Heavy snow has been falling in Montana.
Supreme Court says it'll take up a religious freedom case this fall involving a Rastafarian man imprisoned in the state of Louisiana whose head